I gave permission to come in a little late today.
I don't know.
When we get to that point? Okey-dokey.
I'll ask some questions.
Gentlemen, you have a copy of the agenda. Dave, you got anything, or are you all right?
Yes, I have a couple changes. First, under Mr. Godwin, local law enforcement grant request. We do not have any to process today.
Okay.
And then what we had a couple suggestions to move items. One would be to move grant request up ahead of old business.
Okay.
And then also on the public hearings in the afternoon to move conditional use 1740 ahead of conditional use 1739.
Any questions, gentlemen?
And then one other item.
Okay.
Under myself, land acquisition, we're going to leave executive session, but strike the land acquisition right after that.
Okay, I'm going to do it.
I don't know. I want to ask some questions. Why is it not part of this Lawrence?
Okay. Any questions?
Yeah, you're striking executive session? Are you still having it, but...
Still having that.
What's the purpose?
Land acquisition.
Why are you striking that?
Why are you striking?
Under that, where's myself?
Oh, Dave Baker, you're striking that item under it. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, I'm sorry.
Yeah, the action.
Yeah, Duke.
I'm with you. Okay.
Dave's going to talk twice. Okay. No questions? Motion, gentlemen?
Make a motion to approve the agenda with the amendments.
Second, please.
Second.
We move to second that we approve the agenda as amended. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Duke?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes, motion passed. You have a copy of the minutes of July 22nd. We'll write up the snuff. What can we say?
I don't know how long
it'll last. In printed form. Any corrections or additions? Being now, I'll take a motion, please.
Make a motion to approve the minutes as in printed form for the date. Second.
It's been moved to second that we approve the minutes of July 22nd as printed. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes, motion passed. Correspondence? Do you have, Agent?
I have none.
Okay, correspondence amended to council. Being none, Dave, good morning.
Okay, good morning. The first item is a discussion of a proposed lease extension for Habitat for Humanity. Habitat for Humanity currently leases property from the county near our previous Angola landfill. We are proposing an extension of the existing lease, and I'd like to introduce Mr. Richard Fall and Ms. Lisa Smith, or Laurie Smith, from Habitat, and also Patty Deptola, who has been working for us on this, and if they'd like to come up.
Leave Richard down there, but you guys can come up.
Lisa Smith, I'm sorry. The lease terms are $1 per year. It is a 40,000 square foot area, 200 by 200, the same as now, with 50 foot access from Dorman Road. We are proposing a 5-year lease with 2 5-year extensions. No water wells are allowed since it is close to the landfill.
Right. It's basically just a storage, right?
Yes.
That's just like always, right? It's like say anything, except for someone to vote on it. Let's get out of Dodge, right?
Yeah. You've got it. And thank you all.
Yeah, it's a big need of ours for storage, so we thank you very much.
Right. How's your other place going around Depot Street with your surplus stuff? Going pretty good?
Yeah. Doing well, Lisa.
Yeah, it's come on out and shop. We'd love to have you. Or donate.
I got you. Fantastic. Any questions, please? Motion, please. Dave, you have a motion? I'm sorry.
Be it moved that the Sussex County Council approves a lease agreement with Sussex County Habitat for Humanity Incorporated for a term of 5 years with 2 5-year options.
Okay. Motion, please, gentlemen.
So moved. Second.
Moved and seconded. We approve the lease as stated. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes. Motion passed. Thanks, guys.
Thank you
very much.
Have a great day. Thanks, Patty.
The next item is appointments for the Advisory Committee for the Aging and Adults with Physical Disabilities. And I have
several.
Yeah, there's
I think everybody's got it.
Does everybody have?
Has everybody got the list from the packet?
Okay. A number of them are about to expire, and some have expired already. The board meets monthly.
Right. Okay. Can we make it all one lump sum, or should, I guess we should go, I don't, there's nobody on the list that doesn't need to be renominated. We have.
I think so.
What numbers? Mr. Rogers has one that's resigning, and we have one of Mr. Duke's that has not only made one meeting. I don't know.
I think there's a health problems on number five there, and I would like to pull that one until I find out.
Okay.
If he does want to serve again or if he wants to come off. But my other appointment, James Mosley, is fine.
Okay. Mr. Rogers, would you like to also pull your Mrs.?
Yes, Mrs. Doyle's retiring, and then Vance Daniels will stay on, but I've got to find somebody for Mr. Sanders.
Jim, can we just make one blanket, or do we have to go each name, or, you know, if we just lead, what's?
On your whole list.
Because it's a whole list, it's a bundle.
Form of motion.
That would be 9 appointments for the aging.
By one vote.
Typically, by one vote.
Yeah, but he's.
I think the normal process in the past has been to do each one of them.
Okay.
Unless somebody's got a motion put together that would include all of them, you could do that.
I think it'd be just easy to go one on one. Then we might struggle trying to do that much at one time. Okay, gentlemen, let's start at the beginning. Number one. Mr. Cole, you're.
Yes.
It would be.
You make a motion, I'll second it. Go ahead.
He's you want to go to your. I'm sorry.
Yeah, we're going to have to go down. Mr. Clark? Okay.
You need a motion, Mr. Cole.
I'll Clark. Make a motion. We.
Reappoint Mr. Clark and reappoint Mr. Green.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. I'm sorry. I thought we were doing it one time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You want to do both of them?
Reappoint my 2 people, please.
Okay.
Second.
We move to second that reappoint Mr. Cole's 2 appointments to the Aging and Physical Disability Committee. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes. Motion passed. Mr. Phillips, you want to do yours?
Yep. I'd like to move that we reappoint Mr. Raymond Moore Sr. and Sally Beaumont.
Okay.
Second.
Move to second that we reappoint Mr. Phillips's 2 appointments. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes.
I'd like to make a motion to appoint James Mosley to the Aging and Adults with Physical Disabilities Advisory Committee.
Second.
Okay.
Second.
It's a move and second that we appoint Mr. Dukes' appointment. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes. Motion passed. Mr. Rogers?
Make a motion that we appoint Vance Daniels to the advisory board. Second.
Okay, move to second to reappoint Vance Daniels. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes, motion passed. If somebody.
I make a motion we appoint John Williams, Fran Smith, and Ruth Biedemann. Mr. Jones' appointment to the Advisory Committee for the Aging and Physical Disabilities.
Second.
Move to second to reappoint my 3 appointments to the committee. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes, motion passed. Dave?
Okay, thank you. The next item is the county administrator's report, and we have 2 items. First, property tax bills. As per the attached news release, the county began mailing annual property tax bills on July 23rd. A total of 164,000 tax bills have been printed, totaling $98.3 million. About $12.8 million of that is county property tax revenue. Bills will be mailed this week and next week. Property taxes are not due until September 30. The county's portion of property tax ranges from 10.4% in the Milford School District to a maximum of 14.4% in the Laurel School District. The county Treasury Division will be available to answer questions at 855-7760. Assistance is also available for low-income senior citizens and disabled residents, and that information is being mailed with the property tax bill. Planning and Zoning Commission land use plan ordinances on this coming August 6 at 3 p.m. The Planning and Zoning Commission will meet to consider discussion of 3 possible ordinances as recommended in the land use plan. These pertain to open space within developments, definition of superior design within cluster developments, and super green incentive criteria for developments. This time, ordinances have not been drafted. However, the basis of the proposed ordinances is to be discussed. Thank you.